We're up to Simon Kuf Pei Beis, and we'll be doing the first two Si'ifim. Sif Aleph. This is with regard to the issue of Kos Shel Bracha. Does benching require a Kos? So there are three Shitas here. Yesh Omrim Shebirkas HaMazon Tu'una Kos, Afilu B'Yachid. The first Shita says that benching requires a Kos, even for a Yachid, an individual benching has to bench a Kos. V'tzarech Lachzor Olav, you have to go and find one. V'lo yochal imein lo kos levarach olav, you are not allowed to eat. You can't have a suda if you don't think that you're going to have a kos to bench on. Imu mitzapa ve'efsha shiyilo. If you know that you could possibly get one, then you have to wait for it. Meaning, if you know that there's just no way you're going to get wine, you're allowed to eat. Whereas if you think you may be able to, then you cannot start eating until you actually get hold of the wine. Afilu im tzarech lavras man achila achas, even if you're going to be one meal late. So if you want lunch and you're not going to get a kos till supper, according to this day, you can't wash for lunch. Lefize, furthermore, according to this shita that the yachid too has to have a kos for benching, im shnayim ochlim yachad, if two people are eating together, tzarech lakachas kol echad kos lebirkas hamazon. Since we paskin that one yochid should not be motzi a second one with benching, so if you have two people eating together, according to the first daya, you need two koses. The yesh omrim, the second opinion is she'ena tuna kos ela b'shlosha. The second opinion is that it's only when there's a zimun that you need a kosher bracha, and when there's a zimun mi'ikar adin, one is motzi the others with benching, so all you need is one kos. The yesh omrim she'ena tuna kos klal afilu b'shlosha. The third day is that there's no need for a kos altogether. Even according to the third day, there's a mitzvah and a mufkar to bench al hakos. Now, how do we paskin? So, first of all, la halacha, the mashal, the bach, they paskin lahachmir. That means that even a yachid really needs a kos. However, the minika olam is like the third day that Birkas HaMazon is never tu'una kos, but it's a mitzvah min ha-mufchar. And therefore, people will often leave it for special occasions, such as Shabbos perhaps, at a simcha, they'll bench ala kos, but otherwise lav dafka. Otherwise, they won't necessarily go out of their way to bench ala kos. We hold it, it's a mitzvah ha-mufchar, whenever there is a zimun. Why should Birkas HaMazon need a kos to begin with? So that is that benching should be done in a way that is mechubid and there's more of a shevach to Hashem, and the makart would be a kos shoyes eso of shem Hashem ekra. Yeah, sif beis kos birkas hamazon einu elishol yain velo shar mashkin. The kos birkas hamazon has to be wine and not other drinks. Afilu kova sudaso aleihem. Now the Mechaber here is trying to tell us that even though there is a shita, that if you were koveya suda on a drink, there was a certain drink that was really the essence of your meal, then you're allowed to use that for Birkas HaMazon, says the Mechaber, that is not the halacha. Vim ein yayin motzui, what happens if wine is not to be found? Boso makom. V'hasheicher oshar mashkin heva chamar medina, and because there is not so much wine, people will drink more beer than wine. Mavroch and aleim, we will be able to make up to bench on them chutz min hamayim, other than water. Hagah says the Ramah, u'mash enogim b'mdinas elu levarach al hasheicher, that in our parts the minig is to bench on beer, so en limchos, don't protest. Number one, Dahayesh Omrim Deina Tuna Kos Klal. First of all, we could always be relying on the opinion that Birkas HaMazon Deina Tuna Kos. Va'od, even if it is, the Iker Chamar Medina Hu Sheikher. Chamar Medina, the Iker Chamar Medina Sheikher, was the number one social drink in his day was beer. Therefore, it's Chamar Medina and Yotza with it. So what? Didn't we still say that if there's wine in the city, you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina? So number one, we don't know for a fact that Birkas HaMazon is tuna kos, that's a machlokis. Second of all, this is Chamar Medina. And third of all, the kovin hasuda olav. Not only that, but it seems to be the ikur beverage at the meal. Therefore, according to that opinion that Mechaber doesn't paskin like, that holds that if you kovei hasuda on a certain drink, you can use that for benching, we can rely on a tziruf of that as well. So once again, we're talking about something which is Chamar Medina, We rely on it, even though there is wine to be found, because we can rely on a combination of the shita that Birkas HaMazon Eina Tuna Kos, as well as the shita that if you're koveya suda on it, then that is good enough for kosher bracha. V'yav agav v'yayin imtza b'ir, another thing, mikom akom lo mikri motzu ledover zeh shu b'yoker. Since wine is expensive, although it's common, but it's expensive, we have decided that it's considered eino matsui, even though I'll pee the criteria of what we just learned, it is common and you would have to spend the money. Since it would cost a fortune if at every meal we would have to use wine, we're somach on beer. The efshel liknos yain b'chol suda, it is physically impossible to buy wine for every meal because it's going to be too expensive, levarach alav. Omnom hamitzvah min hamufra levarach al hayayin, the Ramah still concludes that the mitzvah hamufra is to mention wine, but as said before, the minig is that we just consider it a mitzvah min hamufkar when you have zimun, and other than that, we don't have wine. V'yesh medaktikin k'shemavarchim b'yochid al hayayin, says the Ramah. Some are medaktik that when they bench b'yechidus on wine, shalolechos hakos b'yodam, not to hold the kos in their hands, they just leave it on the table in front of them. That's the right thing to do al pi Kabbalah. This is a Beis Yosef. The reason being that the Zohar says not to bench al hakos if you don't have zimun. Lemaisa, today the Mishnah Berurah brings that the minig is that biyachid, we don't bench al hakos altogether. There's an interesting case. What happens if you have only Chamar Medina, you don't have wine, and you have two forms of Chamar Medina? Which one should you take? So the Mishnah Berurah says that you should use the one that is Choviv, and certainly if you already drank from it during the meal. The reason being that it is considered not right that when it came to eating, you took what was chaviv, and when it comes to Hashem's benching, there you're not taking what's chaviv. This is, of course, if they're both chamar medina. What is considered chamar medina? So the Mishnah Berurah says that something that is essentially water is not chamar medina. He says, for example, that borscht is not considered chamar medina because it's essentially water. In the case of beer, since it's brewed, it's not considered water. Yet in the case of borscht, which is putting some of the flavor of it's cooked beets. It's you only have beet flavor in it, but it's not something that was really brewed, that was processed, that fermented. There, the Mishnah Berurah holds in the case of the borscht that it's considered water, and it would not be able to be used as chamar medina.